Episode 2841, Everything Has a Price.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. How is your week going? Honestly, when you look at it, are you like, yes, it's an amazing week? Or are you kind of sitting back going, I really need something different here? Well, me too. I'm right in there with you. Life brings struggles. It brings challenges. Everything has a price. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by Roots and Halos Press. What if you could know your limitations and excel in life? What if your gratitude was bigger than your attitude? Everything has a price. Have you ever given much thought to why your weaknesses are weak, yet your strengths are strong? Not many want to talk about failures. They don't want to talk about their weaknesses, but everyone wants to talk about what they do well. However, how can you become your best selfie if you're not willing to look at where you fall flat? Right? It's the weaknesses where you fall flat. Your weaknesses can be your greatest strength. Think about that for a minute. What do you do that's not good? And I'm not saying like, okay, you drink too much soda pop. That's not what we're talking about here. What is an action, an attitude, how you follow through with something, a pattern of yours that is more of a weakness versus a strength? So if you are an accountant, you would think you would be good at numbers. But what if you're an accountant and you're not good at numbers? Yeah, it makes you want to go, doesn't make a lot of sense. But actually, it makes a lot of sense because a CPA doesn't necessarily have to be great at numbers. What they have to be great at is what? Figuring out the daggum tax code. Just leave it at that. If you can figure all that, the numbers work it out themselves. What are your weaknesses? Can they actually be turned into your strengths? When you know your limitations, there's freedom on the other side. You don't have to wonder because you know. And when you know, there's room to excel in life. What a concept. So why hold yourself back with the excuses that you don't have what it takes? I'm not good enough. I can't do this. I don't know the numbers. Do you really need to know the numbers? Have you seen the calculators out there nowadays? I mean, you could basically read into your computer and it's going to tell you the answer. Excel beyond yourself. Know your limitations. Everything has a price. Now let's consider your attitude. Is it bigger than your gratitude? It's really hard to lead a joy-filled life when you've got a chip on your shoulder. But if you serve from a cup that's overflowing, you have more to give than you have to lose. Everything has a price. Success has a price. And your limitations, too, come with a price. But what if you knew that by paying the price, it would benefit you? So I want you to think about this for a moment, because I know we don't stop long enough. I know, I don't either. You have not even begun to see my week. I mean, just me making it here today with you, it's a miracle. Seriously. Let's just leave it at this. My phone's not working, and I spent about 7+ hours on the phone or in person trying to get it resolved, and that is not stretching the truth, not whatsoever. I was a little hot under the collar. Talk about someone who needs inspiration. I've got contractors here. I got workers here. I got crews here. I mean, things are moving and grooving. Sometimes, though, not necessarily in the right manner. I'm trying to hold it all together. I got my grandbaby here, which is exciting. Everything has a price. I'm trying to get enough sleep so I can be refreshed for every single thing that I have going on this week. Do you remember? I got a colonoscopy. I know, TMI, but I'm telling you anyway, on Friday. It's a good thing. I need to do it. It's healthy. Everything has a price, right? My health has a price. I have to make time to take care of me. I have to go get those tests to make sure my body is doing what it needs to do, or otherwise I won't know what I need to change. Everything has a price. So when you're looking at how you want to fulfill your day, how you want to show up, who you want to be, how do you want to be for your husband? How do you want to be for your children? How do you want to be for your clients? How do you want to show up for your puppy dog? Have you ever been a grouch around your puppy dog? Do you know they know that you're grouchy? They do. Even kitty cats do too. I'm just saying. I was talking to a lady, total sidebar here. I was talking to a lady a couple days back. Oh, which reminds me, I need to make a phone call. But I won't do that now because, you know, that's a whole different episode. But she was talking to me that she's had ferrets since she was 12 years old. And it was so interesting. She said, you know what? Ferrets actually know when you're sad and when you're happy. They can sense it. Okay. Have you ever talked to a ferret lately? I mean, come on. If they can sense you are mad, sad, happy, glad, you know your dog and cat do. So if all of those four-legged creatures know that you're not doing too well or you're doing way too well, don't you think your family knows? Your friends know, your colleagues know, your neighbors know, even the birds outside know. Everything has a price. So I want you to slow down for a minute. My week is going crazy. Yours is probably too. So let's slow down together. Take a deep breath with me because I need one. Wow, that just feels really good. I want you to sit there with that for a moment. I want you to feel your heart. I want you to feel how fast it's beating. And then I want you to take slower breaths to slow your heart rate down. Try to do it naturally. Don't rush it. Or don't go too slow, right? Just right. It's important to know your limitations so you can excel at life. Because what if you knew that by paying the price, right? Because everything has a price, it would actually benefit you. Know when to give. Know when to rest. Know when to demand. Know when to say no. And know when to say yes. Know when to go all in. Know when enough is enough. Know it's perfect to be you. You may have a crazy week happening. You may feel like the bulldozer is at your front door every single time you stand by it. Or maybe it's the garage door. And you're sitting here going, I can't do this right now. Like, I need a padded room because my life is a little crazy. Number one, you're normal. We all have stuff happening. Sometimes we just have a little bit more stuff happening. But I want you to slow down for just a couple more minutes. And I want you to think about who you are becoming. I want you to think about why you do what you do, for whom you do it for. That last part is your exclamation point to your everyday. When you wake up, and you show up with a filled cup, you have more to give. You have more to offer the world. You can master today to impact tomorrow. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.